Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, it's Red News Podcast 128. I'm really sorry, but I asked a good lot of people before the game, and I don't usually delete stuff, but I'm just not putting it in because I was giddy, and I've already deleted a tweet, which I've never done this morning, saying I feel so good and buzzing because I had a couple of scousers already on my case. So I'm just not going to let people wind us up. I feel really angry, really upset. I feel like silly because I feel emotional about our mate Wardy as well, and today was his game, and I thought I just had it in my head everything would work, and I feel disgusted by United, and I actually saw white stars at half time because I went into one. Maguire wasn't the only reason, but I was shouting, "You're gutless, you're heartless, you're the leader," and I feel like I've fucking done a hernia because I just feel like my head's gone a little bit. So I'm with Paul, Mark and Nathan. I will say, you can't really joke, but I thought Paul Scholes eating the toenails of his daughter was the most disgusting thing till that game. And I don't want to pinball, I keep saying the same things, but on Wednesday, if we'd have done it, we'd be saying he's giddy, look, he hasn't lost the players, you know, that we were saying last week, he's got the players on something. I don't think it's a question of he's got the players, he hasn't got the players. I don't think the players know what he wants of them. And this is an immediate reaction, but I said it last week and I've felt it for about 2 or 3 weeks that I think Ollie should do the decent thing and say, admit, I've taken this team because you don't want it turning. I've never seen as many people leave. I've never left when I'm at five that early. Now, you can have a go at me for doing it, but I didn't want to do it, and it's not going to get any better. So I think, but Ben said last week, we're reversing. That's more than reversing. Today is a shambles. Today's disgusting that those players can turn up and put that in. And yeah, it goes down to them. I've not seen Pogba's tackle, but the whole mad's up. And it's a tiny thing and it's pathetic. But Klopp, when Milner was injured, and it's totally irrelevant, but it sums up my mood. Klopp came running over into our dugout, and not one of the United. Now, in my head, I'd just push him over. But no one. We're just inept.
Passive.
And, it's almost we shouldn't talk. I don't know. Right? But we're in danger now. And, Paul, he's seen Crystal Palace, I think, in 72, 73, 5-0. I can remember Forest 4-0 at half-time. 4-0 at Liverpool, but the team was diabolical that gave its all. 5-1 at City was as bad as today. But I cannot remember. The 6-1, we got stupid, but we were still in it. I cannot remember. Maybe Spurs 3-0 in a League Cup tie, where we've been so badly embarrassed. And that doesn't solve. That's not a one-off. This is endemic now. And I know we love him, and we're not questioning. But he should say, and I said it last week, so anyway. Mark.
Stand by, isn't it? I can't see a world now where he can survive. I'm not sure the board will push him out, which is the worrying thing. I agree with you. He needs to. If Ollie was a true the United fan that he says he is, he needs to own up and say, I can't take this team any further. That's me, I'm done. I think you look at how those players performed today. And again, I left at half time, which is earlier than probably most, but I left at half time for one particular reason. There's a lad who's 2 rows behind me that was booing. And I didn't want to be the guy that was booing someone that I consider a United legend. And the only way I could feel it going was to be shouting and getting more and more angry. So I'd rather take myself out of the situation, because I don't want to be that guy that, I don't want to be in a crowd that is asking for Ollie's head. But I think realistically, it's done. I don't know, how can he come back from this? I don't. I've missed, because through work, like, as you lads know, through work commitments and stuff, I've missed a fair bit of football this side of the season. But everything I've watched, and I've still done a few games, I've not seen us put in a performance, other than the Leeds game where the Leeds just open up to you, don't they? Like, I just can't see a way forward. And it is just getting worse and worse and worse. And if that is a team, the dressing room is gone. The dressing room is gone. I can't see it any other way. How can you look at that performance and go, the dressing room is back in Ollie? And it's just the lack of idea, I think. That's the weird thing for me. For me, the biggest thing, the galling thing about when you watch it is that team doesn't look a team. It doesn't look like a team that's got a formation, a plan. But then similarly, what are they being told? Like, there's a point where you can have a go at the players and say you're not trying, but that's got to come from the management. That plan has got to come from the management. And we've done it again. Look, I actually think the McFred thing is a really harsh excuse for our way of playing. But it doesn't work, and I don't blame McTominay and Fred for that. I just blame the tactics for that. But we've done it again. How can you then go, well, that doesn't work, but let's wheel it out again. At what point do you say, well, this doesn't work? It's not the players' fault that it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Try something new, and we've not tried something new. And for me, it's forever going to have to fall back to, well, right, where does the buck lie? The buck lies with the manager and the coaching staff. And clearly that's the problem.
I said last week that if McFred doesn't protect, then there's no point. And the lad next to me was arguing, good lad, he had his son fucking poor sod, like 11 or 12. But he said, you know, you play two defensive midfielders. I said, because God help us if we didn't. But God help us, there's no, you may as well play one. Because, you know, they like bolter up the midfield, but what piss. There was a bit where Fernandes at 2-0 went, come on, lads. And that 3-0 was it, Ronaldo going, come on. And you think, you should be doing that at 0-0. We've said all for a year now, where's the coach? What are they doing in training, Paul? Do you want to speak?
Well, that's fine, just a bit of an emotional day. I've had this shit, and I don't blame Ollie solely, because I think the players have to account for themselves as professionals a bit as well. We get the ball, we get a goal kick. Why is De Gea passing it five yards to Maguire or Lindelof? So then we're putting ourselves under pressure straight away. Why can't we just clear the lines with a goalkeeper? We sit deep, we invite everyone on. And then the naivety of when they attack, we don't shut down, we don't parry. You watch Liverpool today, as soon as they lost position, it's like a swarm of bees. Where are we? Well, I'll wander over here, I'll wander over there. I don't, like everybody, I don't want to slate Ollie, but I have to be honest. As we've said previously, if he lost his job tomorrow, who else would employ him? And that sums it up a bit for me.
Can you remember seeing us done like this? Not result, but as bad.
I thought today was terrible. Well, you go back to Palace, yeah, the 5-0 player, but that was in different times, wasn't it? We're at the moment we're thinking we should be moving forward, but we're not, are we? Like Wednesday night, the first half Wednesday night was quite similar today, but for some magical reason we came out a different team in the second half. We had everybody available in today apart from Graham, but as Mark said, we play the same formation. Even if we make a substitution, we don't change the dynamics of the team.
But also, why is Sancho not playing? And I get fucking so much wrong, but we played Sancho into a lack of confidence. That's us done that, because it's not like, oh, well, we weren't really giving him 90 minutes. We gave him at the start a couple of games. But we've eked it out. We don't play him on the right side.
But the thing that's not the argument, is it?
No.
Because Sancho is a young player coming to a big move, coming to a team that's bigger thing than he's ever had in his life. But should be. Sancho should have some protection around him. But he's saddening to see. He's almost being like the villain of the piece. At a point where. But why you look at the players that should be stepping up.
I watched.
Or the players that should be.
Why didn't Cavani start today? Because Cavani came on.
Right, so
I'm going to
G the team up. I'd start Cavani in front of Ronaldo every week, or I'd try the two of them. I'm sorry, but Ronaldo comes up, and it's not his fault, but he comes up and scores an old important goal. But for the other 88 minutes of the game, I don't think he contributes like other players, like Cavani.
The lad behind me said the worst thing that happened. And I don't agree because I don't think Ronaldo's a problem as such, but he is a problem in terms of if he's not. But he said if City hadn't gone for him, he'd go to PSG or whatever. United wouldn't be. But it's not that because of, so like, why are we playing it out the back like that? If we cannot pass, then don't do it.
That's the bit where
don't
it comes back to the manager. So like the problem, Ronaldo does create a problem, and it's not his fault he creates a problem. But he does create a problem. But this is where Ollie needs to be saying, well, we need to change something. Like, and I'm not saying this will be the answer, but go to a 5-3-2. Go to a, if the 4-3-3 doesn't work with Ronaldo, so change it.
Yeah.
Actually, Ronaldo and Cavani could be a little great combination of fun.
Well, Cavani played wide for Europe, but we've not tried it.
We've not tried it, and that's the big problem. Like, nobody's saying that how you can walk into today's game playing that team. As soon as I saw the team, I was like, we're going to get us hiding today. Because you just know you're going to get hiding. Because we all know, because we've all been there, that team don't work.
But
it doesn't work.
It's
like an epidemic.
I honestly, hand on heart, thought we'd win today. I didn't.
I did. But I have to say, as soon as
that was naivety,
I had huge trepidation.
But that's football night. But the other thing, like someone said on Wednesday, what is Ollie, you know, what is Ollie's style? I mean, someone went, well, it's pressing. It's pressing. But it might have been at the start and the Ollie's at the wheel phase. But we do not press it. Right, Nathan, sorry, mate. Go on.
Sorry,
well,
we're not a team. We're 11 individuals. We don't play as a team.
We'll go for Zidane away. Yeah. But Nathan said, and I dismissed it, he said a couple of things. I mean, way back when in the February or March, it's premature to give him the contract. And I'm not rewriting history. I went along. But Nathan said after West Ham, we should have played our full team. And I didn't agree at the time.
Yeah, in the League Cup.
Because we'd be playing this week. Yeah. And we'd have a cut. Right, sorry, Nathan.
Don't know what to say. I think it's been coming. I think we've seen the games the last few weeks where we've scraped a win or we've scraped a draw, and this has been inevitable. Like, we're not even talking about last weekend. I didn't probably watch the Leicester games, that's why I didn't do it the other night, but it's inevitable. And Wednesday night, I know I saw like you retweeted someone saying if you can't get excited for this game after the result and the comeback in the second half, but I couldn't, because I knew that this was going to happen. And it's not sustainable to be a club where you're so bad that you concede. Well, we conceded two against Atalanta and somehow we came back. It's not sustainable to think that we're up someone. That's the thing. It's not the team are going to bring it back. That someone individually is going to win it for us or get us a draw. At some point, it's not going to happen, and that's what's happened. Like Wednesday, like someone said about not wanting to be in fighting in the stands on Wednesday. I've told you, like I. Like, thinking back, like, when we first signed Ronaldo and I got giddy, obviously, everyone got giddy on that day because of the way it happened.
You'll always have Newcastle.
But even straight after that, I don't know if I said this on the pod.
Lucky I edited you saying we'll win the league, Nathan. Sorry. But, you're looking at me like you could kill me.
On Wednesday, it was so frustrating. Because like Paul said, he'll pop up and score the winner. but the rest of the time he does nothing for the team. And in the first half on Wednesday, the frustration got to me, and I dared to say that Ronaldo was shit. And someone behind me turned around and said, "Fuck off, like behave." And I said, "He's not good. Like, he's at the moment, the way that we're playing, it's not working." And he'll score, and you know, in the end, he went and scored the winner, didn't he? But it's papering over cracks. But those cracks shouldn't be there, because instead of signing him, we should have been signing someone to be playing in midfield. Those cracks, I know that we can't say that one more signing would have done it, but we should have been signing someone that we actually needed, rather than, like you said, if City weren't in for Ronaldo in the summer, we would not have signed him.
But I don't... Well, I may say
and I'm not blaming it all on Ronaldo.
I may say
but
6 months
so
I regret it, but I don't regret it. But we as a club, as we said, like, we haven't spent that much. No, but why didn't we get a defender, a defensive midfielder? Because we all fucking said it.
No, I know. But that's what I mean. Everyone knew, but then that little thing of Ronaldo's available, he might be going to City. We'll sign him. Yeah, that's it.
But we wouldn't have got a defensive. We went for Ronaldo for the shirts.
But also.
The midfielders, I would say, is not the Glazenomics. But the Glazenomics have nothing to do with whether we put him into the category of fucking Superman. But Donny van der Beek cannot do any worse than McFred today. Well, cannot.
No.
It's physically
another thing I want to say, I can't remember where I heard it. It wasn't on the pod because it was sense. Was the two signings you've already said about Sancho, he's been played out of his confidence completely. Him and Donny look like they've gone the same way because of the club and the way that it's been managed. They both come from clubs who play as a team, and it's not all about one player. Ajax are the epitome of that. They're better than the sum of their parts, and they play as a team. Dortmund are the same. They you know, everyone knows the way that Dortmund want to play. Everyone knows the way that Ajax want to play. We've signed them. It's totally different. I don't blame them as players, because they've been signed, and this is not the way that they've ever played before.
But it's almost heartbreaking.
Because
do you remember we said, like, City Liverpool, how good they were that day? We got City to cut. We're embarrassingly behind.
Yeah,
but it's poor recruitment, because, you know, I think Sancho will be potentially great in years to come. And forget the Ronaldo side. We all know the Ronaldo side was off the back of a. There was a whole back draft to it, and it was a decision made almost like it forced people's hands, and it was nostalgic and whatever. So forget the Ronaldo side. But truly, if we're honest, did we need to sign Sancho with Greenwood coming through? Not saying that he won't be a good addition, but over what we actually needed. Varane, we absolutely needed Varane.
Yeah.
But what did we absolutely need? What we absolutely needed was a really good box-to-box midfielder. And we yet again signed... We were so obsessed with the Sancho signing. And that's not Ollie's fault.
No.
Ollie is clearly not in charge of recruitment. If Ollie was in charge of recruitment, Donny van der Beek would get a game. Do you know what I mean? Like, that sums it all up. But there is something... we've just gone through a pandemic, and there is one in our club. And wherever that is, someone else is making the decisions about how we do things. And if it's not that, then Ollie is either obsessed with players that he's like, well, I want him. But then turns Ollie into a child.
We said, like, the McFred thing, where people have said for a long time, it'll be his undoing, and that'll be his downfall. And I mean, today is it. And I don't want to, you know.
I'll probably get slated for what I just said, but
you're right, Nathan.
Fucking hell, Nathan. We've just watched 20,000 people say a lot worse.
The other day, someone literally in the stand was giving me shit for daring to say.
It's not helped us at all,
today's performance wasn't based on who we were signing and who we weren't. That was we had no game plan. At half time when we saw that Pogba was coming on, we said that who was gonna come off for it. And we knew that it was.
You said.
It was an easy decision to make to just bring Cobbler on. Obviously didn't work.
It doesn't rock the boat.
It doesn't rock the boat. He's not taking off one of the big players who maybe deserve. That's the thing, Cavani. I love Cavani.
So do I.
Like that the guy the other night was like, because when he said, who would you rather play? I was like, I'd play Cavani. The other night, Ronaldo only. I keep going back to Ronaldo, and I don't mean to have some sort of vendetta against him, but he only turned up on Wednesday night when Cavani came on and started doing something.
Yeah, but
and at 2-0, and it suddenly clicked with him, I could win this game for us.
But me and Nick
but
would
go. Like Cavani, I feel so sorry. No, like, I feel sorry for Donny. I feel sorry for Sancho. I feel sorry for Cavani. Yeah. Because we were so desperate to keep hold of him when he had already sort of said that he wanted to leave. And we're like, we can't let you leave. We need you. And then 2 weeks later, we're signing Ronaldo. And now he's not even getting a game.
Me and Nick would argue about
but
the Ronaldo
But when he comes
thing,
on, unless, he puts in more effort than anyone else.
Unless you put it on his, you know, in the area he needs it, which again we didn't today. And I will say, I'm not like, God, don't get me wrong, he wasn't good today at all.
I know that the problems are bigger than that.
What I'm saying is, we could still press with 10 men. You can still. Yeah. Rashford and Greenwood were terrible at pressing.
We don't even press properly.
Because Fernandez, that's what I mean.
We don't press as a team.
Ronaldo is not. It would wind you up. But anyway, like, I think we're getting. Ronaldo is not.
What are you trying to say about it? There's no desire, is it?
No desire in that
squad.
We said after Villarreal. Yeah, but I think we're getting distracted on Ronaldo because we don't have a fucking.
I'm not talking about Ronaldo. I'm saying all three of them. When we had the ball, Liverpool's players were there. When we had the ball. When they had the ball, we wander up to them.
Yeah.
We don't have that. And that for me comes. That's the managerial bit where we're. We're missing. And whether you can talk about formation, you can talk about. There are various things in that squad that you see that aren't right. And probably the bigger of them all is that desire to press. But. And that's where it becomes about the player. Like Nathan is quite right what he's saying. I think we talked about it. Before the last few games, when was that? Whatever game we went to. And me and a couple of lads behind us said, Ronaldo's not a centre forward, he just doesn't do that.
We've got
that's not his job.
Mark, we've got a captain who isn't a captain. Now, I like Maguire, but he is a one-in-two-game mistake player for 80 million. He's a one-in-two-game. Lindelof's had a better week than Lindelof's had an okay week.
Lindelof.
Maguire's had a nightmare week. He's not taking responsibility. No. I'd strip the captaincy of him. I feel that strongly about it tonight. That he is an absolute. That is but we said after Villarreal, get a coaching to save your job, and we have to start the season well, and we've done neither. And like, it's embarrassing to go back to that point last week with Rodgers with the
we've
got fucking flip charts like fucking Steve Brown, and we're Manchester United, supposedly the best club in the world, doing shambolic things,
but that's where you're saying, like, we've got the squad is not the issue. And this, everything we're discussing now, and this is the point. My original point is, I don't want to be in the ground screaming Ollie out because I just don't want to do it, and I will never do it.
Yeah.
But we all know the solution to our current problem. We all know
a better manager can get more out of this.
It has come to a head.
It has come to a head.
And today's, unfortunately, has probably jumped that head.
It's
3 or 4 weeks ahead of where we all thought it'd be, but it is where we are.
I've never been a Maguire fan, and I think Varane and Lindelof as a partnership complement each other better.
Well, Varane will stay injured for another year, won't he?
Maguire has his strengths, but as you just said, it's a mistake in Maguire. I think there we go.
He said it's bad, but why did he bring him back last week?
Because he not got confidence in anybody else. We just aren't.
Let's pause this for a pint. Yeah. Right, Mark, we had a bar break there. So Mark said we should stop talking football and talk who got knocked out of Strictly. I literally
that takes me right out of the conversation.
That would tip me over the edge and I'd be smashing this bar.
I've got to be honest, I've never watched Strictly in my life, but I just feel like it's probably going to go less round in circles.
Like, we're not funny comps in the best of times, but like, I know people like this to cheer themselves up, but it's affected me more than you look. I'm just gutted. I'm absolutely, but I'm also disgusted, and it's so long since I've felt disgusted by a United team that they should be, and I'm sure they'll be the we apologise and all this bollocks.
That's bollocks.
Do it on the pitch. Do it on the fucking
pitch. They've got no, I'm saying like Alan Hansen, but they've got no fucking
11,
no passion and desire.
11 goals in a week to concede. It's just.
Just run, Barney. That's the
thing. In the
simplest form of football,
show some passion.
Show some passion.
But you
try.
Could be
some
really.
Personal pride.
You could be really shit. You know, you're never going to win that unless by. Fernandes had got the fucking who knows, but that is, I'm not. But you can really be shit and lose a game 2-0. To be 4-0 down, and almost like Steve went afterwards, I need to see the goals again, and I laughed. But almost like it's felt like three of them were wide. Take the front. I mean, for me, I'm really
Shaw's
progressed.
Absolutely,
Aaron Wan-Bissaka's really disappointed me. And
everyone's going backwards.
Yeah,
I said the other week, didn't I? We're in a sweet spot now that we've got all the players, other than one position, we've got all the players that for years we have been saying, if we had this player, we need to fill this position, we need to fill that position. We're now, other than one position, we're in a sweet spot that we've got the best squad we've had in so long.
And I honestly thought,
and it's only going to go backwards.
We could win the league.
It's not
we could have.
We could have been in the conversation. That squad, we should have been in the conversation for. But we're going backwards as a squad now. But I mean, come January, Cavani's going to fuck off. So we've already gone backwards.
We're
now in a position where we need one signing, and that is the. Arguably one of the best squads we've had in a long time, and we're not taking advantage of it.
There's no redemption, because as Keep said, this is what United are. We will win the cup. Well, you know, like in theory, we'll win a couple more. But you'll win a couple, and then you will, because we're out of the race on October the 24th, which is as bad as like Moyes that we call him out for. Going back to my corner point the other week, we called fucking Moyes out for flip charts and all that, and there's Rodgers going tactically, like, I'm better than you. Klopp going, I've got this. Every team going, I've got you. And Atalanta only by emotion. Villarreal.
It never changes, it does it? It's every week, it's the same formation.
That's the thing. If you'd have said today what's going to be the team, you'd have picked it. You knew that this was going to be the team.
I didn't think he'd go. I don't agree
with two defensive midfielders, but I sort of get it against the so called better. But at home every week. But at home every week, it's not on.
Well, like you've said, they don't do that job.
What Cavani does,
they get each other's way.
But
they look at each other. Someone runs through the middle of midfield. They go, "You get him." Oh, neither is I. He's through. And then they're on the defence. If you were a defender in our team, and this is where I think, like that, we've had this conversation where I think you're wrong, and you have a go at Maguire, which.
I don't think Maguire's
the best, but he doesn't deserve the slagging he gets. Because if I was a defender in that team, I would be like, well, see you later, mate. I ain't playing. What's the point?
I lost faith. I feel sorry for Fred. And I feel, again, disappointed with Maguire. And now they don't give a shit. And like, Fred, imagine if he came in here, that bald fucking big twat with fucking man boobs is going. I feel sorry for Fred. But that is where we're at. You almost feel like it's fucking so naive that you're like, I'm really disappointed with that, this disgusting performance. Anyway.
You look at Alexander Arnold today and just you could go for the whole team. But it was, for 20 minutes in the first half, I sat there with the lad behind me and was like, it's open again.
When Milner went off, yeah. Do you know when Milner went off? I said, oh shit, I'm worried.
Yeah, because they
bought
a better player.
Yeah,
and that's what I said. Shit. We all said that. I was like, fuck, they've improved their team. Yeah.
And they did, because he knew where he went, he knew what to do.
Yeah, but a lot of teams, you talk about what they do off the ball, right? We don't do anything off the ball, we're like statues. The one player I think really does a lot off the ball is Cavani, and we never started. Yeah, the other night against Atalanta, right? As soon as he came on, the whole dynamic of our team changed. The second goal is a simple dummy. We sold their whole back four.
Now, knowing, we should just say that that doesn't get royalties on Cavani.
Now, knowing.
No, but it's true, I said that before.
No, but knowing that United won't. No,
I agree with it, but.
Knowing that United won't sack. And not. But until top four is impossible. Do you think Ollie will go? Like, I think he should.
Do you think he will?
Yeah, do you think he will?
I don't think he will.
It makes him unmanageable. Any, you know, no one at any level will take... Keegan was... After England, you don't come back from saying, I cannot do a job.
His job, to me, is untenable after today. In my living, I produced the performance that we produced, I would expect to be sad. But would I walk away? Probably not. Will he walk away? Probably not. And I'm not sure that.
But he does get it.
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
He does know. He'll be gutted tonight. He will be. And that's not a. I know. Nick.
My question would be, how pleased is a United fan? I'd respect him more. If he did walk away.
No, but I'd respect
him. And that's the point. That's the question.
But you know when it happens, or when whatever happens is going, whether it be now or May, because we ain't getting out of this. Head, heart have lost. Like, heart has lost a battle. Head is gone. But I will be feel sad. I will feel Ollie, really, really, really sad. But you can't put up with that today. You just cannot accept it. You've got to have standards. You've got to have a team wanting to fucking fight every part of it against fucking Liverpool.
If you were Ollie... Ollie will never... It's exactly the same as the Lampard situation at Chelsea. In terms of like the fan to player ratio. When Lampard at Chelsea is never not going to be like, we hate him. We hate Chelsea. Yeah. Right? But my point being is that if you... No way in that fan environment that they're ever going to... If he walks into the ground and currently... That would never change, and I would hope to think that would never change ever for Ollie. But Lampard's decision was taken out of his hands at the right time. The nice thing to do from the United board would be to give him the same favour. Give him the favour of just sacking him. And we would like to be his, but the danger is you could drag us so far into a dangerous place.
If there's dissent today,
that becomes a point where the board needs to do him a favour. Even if Ollie's not going to do it, if Ollie doesn't do it in the next few days, the board needs to do him a favour and say, look, we're going to do it for you.
There's open dissent today, man. There's 20,000 people who've left early, and the abuse, like, you're apologising for fuck all, no. There's actual... Like, it's almost like there wasn't United on United. It was only against the fucking stewards who wouldn't fucking open the gate. And I get there's people go, you always stay to the end, but the fucking players don't deserve, like, the emotion of today. I'm not...
They don't. A modern player, because it's...
But shall we? I said I didn't know if he was a good or a great manager. The great bit was still to come. He's got a European Cup. But he has transformed Chelsea into a team who know what they're doing, a team that have got a plan. So you can do that within a short period of time. We're 3 years. We are now 3 years into this.
But you look at our squad, you think good manager could suddenly go, could flick a switch, and suddenly we're like, come in, this is a good team.
We talked about this on the way up on the train, saying
we're very much like,
but that's
Chelsea sorry. And Lampard. No, we're sitting on the same coach, very much like Chelsea and Lampard. You know, the love of Lampard for the Chelsea fans, the love of Ollie for us. They realise that doesn't work, and they've stepped on, and we're just still.
But what I'd
there.
Like to say is, you know, like that line of. We've improved, you've got rid of the deadwood, you made us happy, you made us enjoy United again, you might have got rid of that toxic, but we are now in a period, you know, forget about the match going and internet, none of that matters. There's open the sink, and you've lost in the most gutless fashion against anyone.
I think it's right. What you're saying is though, is that if you don't do it now, if you did it now and he went, that's what we think of him. If you leave it too long, it becomes
a change in my head.
No, but not necessarily in our head, but it's a general fan population. There's a sourness to what could have been.
Yeah,
in the same way that like if he went today and he's like, for his own volition and decided it, nobody to a man would ever have a bad word to him saying, do you know what, you've improved our squad immeasurably from where it was when you took us over. And we'd all respect him. Could you say that guaranteed now in 9 months' time? I don't think you could. Well, and that's the worrying thing, is that at the moment, I'm not sure you can ever take away Ollie's legacy. But
no, but, I don't
but,
think that.
But you're in danger of almost like tarnishing.
I don't think what I will say is, like, I always have hope. To the naive, I told everyone today I was sure we were going to win it. It was in the stars. There's the hope I have, and obviously there's no chance this gets turned around. You know, like, and the worst thing, I just thought, like, when I felt the last time I felt like this was sitting in the League Cup in the Black Dog. And we had Phil Jones playing the ball out of the back. And you could go, well, we're asking Phil Jones to play the ball out. But now we have the squad that, anyway, I've got to say, what the last point, and let's go to fucking hates, because I'm so fucking angry. Sorry.
No, that's right. I've always said, everyone's talking about today and what they thought. And I've always said, no matter whether they're going really, really well historically, you know, in the 80s and that, or we were going really well, this game has always been a great leveller. But no matter what the relative team's form has been, it's always been quite a tight game. And today, we just capitulated. We just didn't turn up.
They should be ashamed. I'd almost like go there. Bielsa and fucking, like, I'd go prehistoric and I'd make him sleep on a bed of nails tonight. Like, no, I would.
I would
actually, like, go, you're on
the
400 grand a week.
That's the difference. The problem is, they don't care.
Well, that's
we big. Care, they don't care. That's the beginning and the end of it.
I will say, I can't get Scholes' toenail thing out of my head.
I don't know what
you're saying.
But
you are very lucky.
Not
said
what
anything.
Said.
Well, Nathan in the bottom of it, one our Nick missed today. It's his wedding next week. We're going missing fucking Spurs, but we said this could be a result. Yeah. So I did joke. Nick was gutted pre-game, and I said, "Well, at least you're not one last mention of this. At least you're not stood outside with a fucking no signal before City." But Nick would have still been gutted. But Nathan did have a song for Scholes, which before the game made me laugh. So go on.
Are we doing this?
Yes.
He bites toes, you know. He bites toes. Paul Scholes, he bites toes.
You've not seen it either, the video. But fuck me. I don't. So hate, and I'm not going to get Paul, Mark, Nathan upset. My hate of the week is this cunting life, because it's beautiful, like family, kids, and it's brutal, and we've lost such a good lad. We've lost such a good lad this week, Wardy, who I've been going since 85, and forgetting the emotion of today, how much that. But there's no rhyme or reason. He's such and we're all gutted and like, I'm not going to ask because the emotion of it.
Can I say one thing?
But like, live your life, people.
Today, me and Dad, and I'll tell you, we looked over to where we know Wardy sits, and both of us,
we just stood
and
stared at where he sits.
And the fact that, and the Scouser was his game, that was his game.
Yes.
And the fact that we turned in that performance today, forgetting nostalgia or anything else, in my mind, I wanted them to turn out for him today, and that's what we got. And actually, like, you can probably hear my most of my voice, but
Wardy,
it was, I was gutted.
Wardy touched so many people's lives. I'll tell you what, today, there were people from Southend, there were people from Manchester, there were people from Yorkshire, there were Cockneys. Like, to have, the lovely thing about United is it's fucking family. And, like, to have a bloke who can touch that many people's lives, and, but my point being, it's really hard line to live, but I think live your life, because Wardy loved Vegas, he loved many daft things, he loved fucking dressing as a Christmas tree, he loved life. Live your life, people, because you've got to do it. Don't put off. We've had such a shit 2 years, and he had the worst year of his life. Do what you want to do. Start planning trips. Start planning holidays. Start planning things. Do everything you want to do, because it's a fucking cunt of a life at times. And like, I didn't want to. I don't know. Should we just call it?
We just wanted to win for Wardy. End of that. Yeah. End of story.
All right. Thank you, everyone.